This is KUT. Early voting for Proposition 1 begins today. Voters will decide on rules for ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Lyft. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
At this point, you may be sick of talking about Prop 1, so I'll make this quick. Here's what you need to know. If you vote for Prop 1, you'll be voting for rules almost identical to the ones passed by the former city council in 2014. These include requiring national background checks, which Uber and Lyft already run. Also, a fee of 1% of the company's annual revenues paid to the city. Coincidentally, both of these things will still happen if you vote against Prop 1. But here's the difference. A vote against Prop 1 would mandate fingerprint-based background checks for drivers. Now, there's a lot of debate over these checks and how they stack up against Uber and Lyft's own background checks. The companies use names and social security numbers to ID a potential driver. Law enforcement agencies claim fingerprints are the only way to ensure that a driver is really who they say they are. One last thing. Both Uber and Lyft have threatened to leave Austin should Prop 1 fail. The companies say fingerprinting doesn't work with their model of onboarding drivers quickly. If they do leave, it would be a self-imposed exile. Uber continues to operate in Houston, even though that city requires fingerprint-based background checks. Early voting continues through May 3rd. Election Day is on Saturday, May 7th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.